KJAN Sports.
It is time now for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some high school sports from the weekend, the Glenwood Cross Country Invitational saw Atlantic's boys win the title, and the Shenandoah Essex girls were champions on Saturday as well. Individually, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central was the winner in the boys' race, while Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was the girls' champ. On the boys' side, Atlantic had 3 in the top 10, 4 in the top 12 as they won the team title with 66 points. Thomas Jefferson second with 72, Glenwood 77 for third. Lewis Central and Shenandoah are the top 5 with Harlan, Abe Lincoln, Odebolt Arthur, BCIG, and East Mills the rest of the field. For Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central, he was 9 seconds ahead of Daniel Carey of Thomas Jefferson, who was second. Phoenix Shadden and Bradley Dennis, each of Atlantic, were 3rd and 4th in that race yesterday, with Parson Covington of Glenwood finishing in 5th place. Reagan Hansen of Harlan was 6th, Glenwood Sam McIntyre 7th, Archie Powders, Thomas Jefferson was 8th, Cale Pellet of Atlantic 9th, and Devin Fritz of Odebolt Arthur BCIG placing 10th. Also in 12th place, Jalen Peterson for Atlantic. On the girls' side, Mills was the East Mills. Jeanette Schraft was the individual champion as Shenandoah Essex had 3 girls in the top 7 as they won the team title. Clara Campbell was 4th, Carly Manrose 6th, and Devin Gray was 7th. The Phillies with 59 points for first. Glenwood 2nd with 75. Atlantic was 3rd with 77 points. Abe Lincoln and Lewis Central round out the top 5. Harlan, Thomas Jefferson, East Mills, and Odebolt Arthur BCIG, the rest of the field. Ashley Wendt of Atlantic placed her team. She placed 2nd overall, running 20:53. Gracely Castor of Harlan was 3rd, also in the top 15 yesterday. Carson Rush of Atlantic placed 13th, while Pluma Pross placed 14th for Atlantic. In high school volleyball on Saturday at the AHSTW tournament in pool play, in the first pool, Pool A, it was AHSTW Downing Riverside. Denison topping Atlantic 2-1. Denison beat AHSTW 2-0. Atlantic down Riverside 2 games in a row. AHSTW edging Atlantic 2-1, and Denison beat Riverside. In Pool B play, it was Thomas Jefferson over Cam. Sydney beating Clarinda. Clarinda downing Thomas Jefferson. Sydney beat Cam. Clarinda over Cam, and Sydney over TJ. They moved on to the semifinal round, where Clarinda beat Denison 2-0, and it was Sydney over AHSTW 2-0. In the consolation matches, it was Thomas Jefferson downing Riverside. Cam edging Atlantic 2-1. Thomas Jefferson then beat Cam 2-0 for third place. Championship match saw Clarinda win 2-1 over Sydney to take that AHSTW tournament title. In Harlan, they also had a volleyball tournament on the weekend, and it was Trainer winning. They went 6-0 on the day. Indianola, Harlan, East Sac County all finished 4-2. Red Oak and Logan Magnolia each going 3-3 on the day. Abraham Lincoln was 2-4, while Glenwood and Underwood both went 1-5 in that Harlan volleyball tournament on Saturday. Well, game week is here for both Iowa and Iowa State, as both those teams will open up at home on Saturday. The Hawkeyes take lofty expectations and a number 17 ranking in the Associated Press poll into their opener against Miami of Ohio. Junior linebacker Josie Jewell says the Hawkeyes have focused more on the 2 losses to end last season than the perfect 12-0 regular season.
I think everybody's really focused on that too, you know. Now we're trying to look ahead. We're trying to forget about last season, but also, you know, you got to have that in the back of your head and just remember, you know, how that happened. And if we, you know, just the small things we need to do, you know, every day to get better and try to you know, do better than last year and try not to have that happen again.
The line between a good season and a great one is slim, and Jewell says the Hawkeyes are focused on the details that made them successful last year.
Yeah, I mean, just paying attention to small stuff. Small details is what, you know, what kills you and what helps you. So really just, you know, watching film, you know, out here at practice, be focused and disciplined the whole time, and just those small steps will help us.
We'll have that game for you live Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 is your pregame, and 2:30 thereabouts is kickoff time at Kinnick Stadium between the Hawkeyes and Miami of Ohio Saturday. The Matt Campbell era begins at Iowa State when the Cyclones host Northern Iowa. Campbell says it may be game week, but the evaluation process continues for the new staff.
It's still the development of some of these young guys in our program, and how do they fit into what we're doing? Can they still continue to challenge, you know, some of these older guys that are playing? You know, it's going to be really interesting for us. And, you know, I don't think our evaluation can stop here for, you know, probably for the 3 or 4 weeks into the season, just because so many new faces, so many new guys, and, you know, a football team that we got to continue to evaluate as we go.
Joel Lanning enters his first full season as the starting quarterback. The Ankeny native hopes to accomplish what few Cyclone signal callers have done in recent years, and that is open and finish the season as the starter.
Stay confident and, you know, just execute the offense how they want me to execute it. I mean, not taking so many hits in the game. You know, just little things like that, you know, it'll help out. Taking care of the football. I mean, when you don't take care of the football, there's a very slim chance you can play.
It's a tough opener for the Cyclones, although they are at home, as UNI enters the season with awfully high expectations as well. The Panthers are ranked 5th in the FCS preseason coaches poll, entering action on Saturday. In NFL news, Chiefs safety Eric Berry signed his franchise tender and reported to camp Sunday, though he is almost certain to miss Kansas City's preseason finale against Green Bay this week. Berry was given the franchise tag early in the offseason but had not signed the deal, which means he could skip all of training camp without being fined. The deal will pay him just over $10.8 million this season, making him the league's highest paid safety. Kansas City plays its first regular season game September 11th against San Diego. Berry played in every game last season, less than a year after he was diagnosed with cancer. He made 55 tackles, a pair of interceptions, and resumed his role as the heart and soul of the Chiefs' defense. Colin Kaepernick says he plans to sit through the national anthem for as long as he feels is appropriate and until he sees significant progress in race relations in America. The 49ers quarterback says he knows he could be cut for this stand, criticized and ostracized, but he says he'll go it alone if need be. He refused to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner before the 49ers' preseason loss to the Packers on Thursday. Kaepernick is critical of what he sees as unpunished police brutality and called on accountability from public officials. The biracial Kaepernick says when he was in college at Nevada, police were called one day because we were the only black people in that neighborhood. Officers entered without knocking and drew guns on him and his teammates and roommates as they were moving their belongings. The Atlanta Falcons have signed veteran free agent safety Deshaun Goldson. The Falcons made that move because they'll be without rookie starting strong safety Keanu Neal, the first round pick for at least the first two regular season games with a right knee injury. Coach Dan Quinn has said that the backup Kamal Ishmael would fill in for Neal as the starting strong safety. Goldson is a 2012 All-Pro with the 49ers. He had 110 tackles and 15 starts with the Redskins in 2015. In Major League Baseball, rookie Andrew Triggs earned his first win, and Stephen Vogt and Chris Davis homered to lead the Oakland Athletics to a 7-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday. Triggs allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, walked no one, and struck out 8 over 6 innings. Jaime Garcia gave up a 3-run homer to Vogt with 2 out in the 3rd and a 2-run shot to Davis, his 34th, with 2 out in the 1st. Garcia has allowed 7 homers in his past 3 starts after giving up 6 in his first 13 starts. Matt Carpenter doubled twice, homered, and scored the Cardinals' first 3 runs. His homer in the 3rd extended the Cardinals' streak to 17 games with a homer, and that matches their season best. In National League action yesterday, San Diego beat Miami 3-1, Philadelphia down the New York Mets 5-1, Colorado beat Washington 5-3, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 3-1, San Francisco beat up on Atlanta 13-4, it was the Dodgers edging the Cubs 1-0, Arizona beat Cincinnati 11-2. Raul Mondesi hit a bases-loaded triple, and Eric Hosmer added a 2-run single during an 8-run 6th inning, lifting the surging Kansas City Royals to a 10-4 victory over the Boston Red Sox Sunday night. Salvador Perez hit his 3rd solo homer in 2 games for Kansas City, which took 2 of 3 at Fenway Park and got its 17th win in 21 games. David Ortiz hit his 534th career homer, a solo shot for the Red Sox, tying Jimmy Fox for 18th on the career list. Boston has lost 4 out of 5. Eduardo Rodriguez gave up 5 runs in 5 1/3 innings before the bullpen allowed 5 more in the 6th inning. Matt Strom pitched 2 2/3 innings of hitless relief to pick up the win. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat the Yankees 5-0. It was Toronto over Minnesota 9-6. The Angels beat Detroit 5-0. Tampa Bay over Houston 10-4. The White Sox beat Seattle 4-1. Texas 2-1 over Cleveland. Ryan Harlaus led Endwell, New York, to a 2-1 win over South Korea to win the Little League World Series title. Harlaus struck out 8 and allowed 5 hits over 6 innings. Endwell becomes the first U.S. winner since Huntington Beach, California in 2011 and gave New York its first championship since 1964. Connor Rush had the New York team's only RBI to give Endwell the lead in the bottom of the fourth. Harlaus scored the deciding run on a passed ball. In golf, Patrick Reed has picked up a double victory. His win in the Barclays was not only his first win of the season, but it secured a spot for him on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Reed shot a 1-under-70 to finish 9-under-par in the first of the four FedEx Cup playoff tournaments. That was good for a one-shot win over Sean O'Hare and Emilio Grillo. Brant Snedeker and Zach Johnson also earned Ryder Cup berths with their finishes. Bernard Langer made a 3-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole to defeat Woody Austin and Kevin Sutherland for the title at the Champions Tour Boeing Classic. Langer was 5 shots back at the turn before shooting a 6-under-30 on the back nine to join that playoff at 13-under-par. The trio all birdied the par 5 18th hole to end regulation, but only Langer did it again in the playoff to win the tournament for the second time a day after his 59th birthday. And racing yesterday, Kyle Larson took the lead on a restart with 9 laps to go, and he went on to win at Michigan for his first Sprint Cup victory. The 24-year-old held off Chase Elliott to win by just about a second and a half. Brad Keselowski was third. Larson's victory snapped a 99-race losing streak for Chip Ganassi Racing. It also secured a spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup with 2 races left in the regular season. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.